Here we go. Let's go to God's Word. In a series called More Than. More Than. Now, it's hard to follow something like this. It's hard for me to get up and preach. But if anybody can do it, I can. Got it? Say. I can handle it. I can do it. I can do it. Amen? Here we go. More than. See that little greater than sign? Greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. I am more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. And I'd like us to see that scripture. Roger, go ahead and pop that up, buddy. More than. More than. Say that with me. You need to know this Bible verse. Now, sometimes I say, oh, yes, a great verse. You need to know this Bible verse. There's no reason why you can't memorize this. You need to know this. Have it down in your gut. Say it with me. And all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. One more time. In all these things, whatever, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And I've got just a few minutes, not long. Hang in here. You're going to be okay. All right? It seems like 3 o'clock. It's not. All right? You're going to make it. These microphones are killing me, though. How do people preach with this stuff everywhere? Now, you're fine. Just hush now. It's my turn. Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to mess my head up. Here we go. The word overcomer to me, my definition, this is my definition. I didn't read this in a dictionary. This is my definition of overcomer. The two words, what? More than means what? It means overcomer. More than. It means I can do anything regardless of what happens in my life. Whatever comes against me, I am more than able to make it through it. Did you hear me or not? I mean, it's almost scary to say stuff like that, isn't it? He shouldn't say that. It's going to happen. You know what I mean? He says something. He can make through anything. Some stuff, crap's about to come at him. Bottom line is, guys, I've already been through a lot. How many been through a lot? Can I see somebody? I mean, I'm talking about a lot. A lot. Bad. A lot. Looks like you made it. Looks like we made it. Look, doesn't it? You made it. Guys, we are more than a conqueror through Him who loved us. But the biggest problem with more than, there's a battle. But that battle is inside of me. I don't have people coming up to me saying I'm no good. I don't have people telling me that. I don't have anybody coming up and saying, Clark, you know, yeah, you're terrible. I don't have that. You know who says that? Take a wild guess. I do. I'm the one that thinks I don't measure up. I'm the one that can remember the stuff in my life and the crap and the pain and the struggle and the this and the that. Anybody else like me? Yes or no? Say. It's not somebody else that's my biggest enemy. It's me. So don't you think Jesus knows that about us? Don't you think that's why He gave us His Word? Say. So we are more than a conqueror through what? Him, Jesus, who loved us. So, Jesus Christ is the one that made me more than, regardless. Hope this doesn't bore you to tears. I am more than because of Jesus Christ. No matter what has happened in my life, it might be your life. You've lost a husband who's passed away, and now you just feel like a fifth wheel. You've lost your wife, and you feel that way. Maybe you've been abandoned. Maybe you were abused as a child. It's here in this room. Everything is in this room, by the way. A crowd this size, everything. Maybe your mother was murdered like mine. And I look at Ann and I know your brother was murdered. In a room this size. And those things right there, guys, they hurt us and they wound us. In this room, there's people who have been raped, molested. And that becomes who you are. I mean, it cuts so deep. And you've got a wound there that Satan absolutely will take advantage of that and destroy your life. Yes or no, amen, say. And he knows that. We have an adversary, the devil. Goes about as a roaring lion seeking to devour us. But we are more than the crap that's happened to us in our life. Are y'all hearing me or not, say? That's what this is all about. This series I'm doing, I'm just getting started. Started last week. I got a little bit today. Not much. But we are more than because of Jesus. Just a few scriptures Roger shared with us. Today, just a little title, not long, more than, and then you see that word battle. And it's my sermon, my title, my message. And this is just me. You know, you can know me by watching and listening to me on Sunday.
What's he like? I'm like this, crazy. This is me. So what does that mean? More than, you see that mark right there, the greater, and the word battle. So you can know right away that Gary, this idea of more than, it's a battle for him. You understand? And you might wonder, why do you do that? Because I think if stuff matters, if something is bad for me and I struggle with something, I've got a good feeling the audience struggles with it as well. Yes or no, amen. So that's how I preach. So this is really about me. There's a battle. And God's blessed me, man. It's not that God hasn't blessed me. He saved me in Rockingham. He's changed my life. Okay? But along life, stuff happens. And you struggle. And so this is something I struggle with. Knowing that I measure up. Knowing that I'm more than. Wonder why I say this a lot. I matter. Say that with me. I have what? Value. Wonder why I say that? Because I struggle with that. You hear me or not? Jesus Christ came to give us a great life and to fill us up. It didn't mean everything's going to be perfect. There's churches that teach that. The charismatic churches teach that if you give enough money, you'll get rich. You know, if you'll pray hard enough, you'll get healed. Hey, it's obvious God helps us, but guys, life is hard. Yes or no, amen? Am I boring you to tears or making you sad already? We're so sad. Chris was so positive. He's up here so sad. Here's the good news. The Christian life is a battle. And it's not those people out there. The world, we need to love them. The battle is here. And Jesus says, I'm the door, Gary. If any man enters in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. That's what God has for our life. He has saved us if you know Him as your Savior. And we can have an incredible life. But we have something. He's called the what? The what? The thief. The thief. There is a thief that wants to rob our life. It's very real. And guys, we are sinners. We're wide open to the thief. Yes or no, amen. Say. He speaks my language. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus speaking, say it with me. I am come that you might have what? Life. And that you might have it what? You could change that word abundantly and put more than. I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more what? You can have a more than life. Doesn't mean the enemy's not there. Doesn't mean struggle doesn't happen. Doesn't mean you might not have problems with your mind. But I'm here to help you. I love you. I am, verse 11, the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. I gave my life for you, Gary. Y'all hear me or not? The good shepherd. But he that's a hireling, Satan, his forces, anything else that you put there, going to church, is going to church, is that the good shepherd? Is good shepherd going to church? That ain't the good shepherd. Is being a good person the good shepherd? Listen, we try to fill this void in our life, but he that's a hireling and not the shepherd who's owned the sheep or not, he sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, flees. The wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he's a hireling. He doesn't care for the sheep. But look, you mean the world to me. I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep. I know your struggles. I know what you're going through. I know you're hurting. And you know me. You need to tap into that, Gary. Y'all hear me or not? Say. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life for you. That's how much you matter to me. Jesus is saying, that's how much you matter to me. I lay down my life for you. And my Father loves me. Why? Because I lay down my life that I might take it again. You know what's cool? Is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's hard to understand three persons, one God. Hard to understand, but all I know is this. They all in on it. They all in on it. They all in on loving me. Do you hear me or not? They're all in on loving me. Jesus says, no man took my life from me. You're kidding me. You think it was Pilate? You think it was the Roman soldiers? No, I laid down my life myself. I love you. I made you in my image and my likeness. You're more than you realize. I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I've received of my Father. When Jesus said this, there was a division among the Jews. They were always trying to catch him. And many of them said, because he was talking the way he was talking, he has a devil. He's mad. Why are you listening to such a freak? And others said, these are not the words of him that has a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Amen. Guys, we are loved. I could have put a ton of scriptures up there today. We are loved by the Good Shepherd. You are more than that thief in your life. The thing that's stealing the joy and the happiness in your life. The struggle that has shrouded you for years. I know it's hard. I hate it. But you are more than that. Are you catching my drift or not? If I'm confusing you, I'm just trying in my own language to make it clear. Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. We're almost done. He's given me a new life. He desires for me to live life now with what? Purpose. And experience my full potential. That's what God has for me. He wants that life out of me. He wants that for me. He is my what? He's my good shepherd. And Jesus wants the very what for me? The best for me. Do you think with him in your corner, you just might can work on being more than? You hear me or not? You think you just might can lift your head up and make it? Here's the problem, though. There is a problem. He's for me. And if God be for me, who can what? But there is somebody against me. And he's an enemy. He's a thief. He's me at times. It's crazy. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Put on the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you can stand against the wiles of the wicked one, the devil. We don't wrestle down here against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So that's what I'm trying to get across today, and I'm done. Is more than is a battle. Satan does not want me to tap into this. His goose is cooked if I ever get to the place where I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Greater is he that's in me than the crap that's happened in my life. You don't know who you're looking at. I have him inside of me. You understand where I'm coming from? But it's a battle. I wish you, I could say, just put enough in the offering plate, it'll all be good. It's a lie. Or you can run around the church house and flop like a chicken. It'll be better. It won't. You're going to leave and you're going to go home and you're going to face the things you're facing. But he is more than enough to help you get through it. Three thoughts, three verses. John the Baptist. How do I know I'm more than, Gary? How can I experience this more than life that you're talking about? Well, listen to John the Baptist. Say it out loud. He must, and I must. My biggest problem is me. My biggest problem to defeat is me. It's not somebody else. So I need to decrease, and I need to let him increase in my life. Did you know that John the Baptist was so down? I believe he was in prison. He was locked up. And he sent out some of his own followers to Jesus and said, would you go ask him if he really is the Christ, the way? If John the Baptist struggled with more than, I think I'm okay to struggle with it, okay? It don't mean it's right, but it means it's real. You understand or not? Look at the next one. Paul, how did you do it? How did you know you were more than Paul? Could you help me? Yeah, I can help you, Gary. Say it with me. I die daily. He's the one that said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet the life I now live, I live in the flesh. That I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So John says, Gary, guys, more of him, less of you, if you want to be more than. Paul says, every day die to some of the crazy crap in your head. Y'all hear me or not? Say, kill it, man. And we got a message coming up in a few weeks on that very subject. It's going to be pretty good. And the last one, would you help me? You know who this is. This is the Lord. He left the Last Supper. He goes to the garden. He says, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my what? Will, but yours be done. His disciples, he was hurting. Will you pray with me? Who's asking for prayer? Jesus. Will you pray with me? And he finds them what? Can you not watch with me for an hour? And then he gives this incredible word. Watch and pray. How can I fight this battle of more than, knowing that I am that? Watch and pray that you enter not into what? For the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Have you ever thought maybe the temptation there is not running around with wild women? That's not my prayer. My prayer, my temptation is not knowing that I'm good enough. Knowing that I measure up. But I am more than a conqueror through him who loved me. Y'all hearing me today? Don't leave here feeling sorry for me because I opened up my heart a little bit. Most in this room struggle with knowing that they're more than enough. Y'all hear me or not? Does anybody want to help me and be honest and say, Pastor Gary, I too struggle with that. Anybody want to raise a hand and say I struggle? Well, that's at least half to two-thirds of the hands that went up in this room. Jesus came to help us with that struggle. Amen? So we are what? More than. Miss Shirley, where you at? How you doing, sweetie? She's been struggling. I ain't going to call you out every week. You'll quit coming. But you as well as others told me that throughout the week they were saying, I'm more than. I'm more than what's happened to me. I'm more than what I'm going through. Amen? So anyway, though different, we all have the same goal, guys. We need to do what? And that's our message next week. We're going to pick it up with a strong message. This is just very little today, okay? Next week, gloves come off, and we're going to fight like crazy next week for this subject that we're talking about, I am more than. Let's thank God for his word. We're done. Amen. I'm wore out. I'm shot. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on.